It's very much a community-led project. This is one first phase of consultation was the online survey, and we'll follow up with a public consultation, which was due to happen, but obviously COVID-19 has put a little bit of a stop to it. So that will happen hopefully in the next month or so. And we'll be presenting at that some of the ideas that have been generated on the back of the initial round of consultation. You'll soon see on the ground an indication of how we're trying to link together the three institutions. There's a triptych of canvases that'll be placed at each of the buildings, and something akin to a sort of Hansel and Gretel trail of breadcrumbs between them to try and begin to sort of generate awareness and the sense of the generation of a cultural district.
From your own examination of the area, do you sense that there is a potential there? Do you sense that there is a prospect of doing something very special in that area?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The three buildings are obviously in very close proximity to each other as the crow flies. The space in between obviously is in need of sort of a little love and care, let's say, but there's great opportunity. There's lots of sort of opportunities within the trail itself between the institutions for creating a series of experiences along the way of a cultural nature. And we're setting up, I guess, the infrastructure to allow that to happen.